You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So this past weekend, I happened to be out in the shopping malls and I found myself in a Checkers. And while I was there, there was a question that was posed at the info section at the Checkers. Someone was looking to change up their SASSA card and they were told they could do that at the Checkers. And then suddenly the staff at Checkers said, well, we can't help you because we don't know what's happening. And then I found an article online that said that the SASSA gold cards have to be changed by the 28th of February. And the last payments will be made into the gold cards the week that's just gone by, the week of the 4th to the 6th. So this has definitely created a lot of confusion and a lot of concern because of the amount of people that rely on these cards for their social grants to be paid into. And I thought we'd get some clarity from the Postbank around this. We are joined on the line by Postbank CEO Nikki Mbengashe to get some clarity on what's happening here. Nikki, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. There was a lot of confusion a couple of weeks ago around the transition over to the Postbank black cards. There was a conversation to say it'll be a phased approach. There'll be certain select outlets that are happening. Now there's a new message that says everything must be done by the 28th of February, and a lot of people are left very confused. What's happening here?
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and evening to your listeners. Well, how we started the project was that we did stagger it because I think we wanted to be cautious around how we do this. I think we wanted to learn and not go nationally from the beginning in order if there's anything that we need to improve, we give ourselves time to do that. So we absolutely did start around a few regions, KZN, Gauteng, in particular in Bloemfontein. But we went nationally probably last year, about 6 months ago, we went nationally. So we've been distributing the cards for over, just to be on the safe side, over 5 months now. So the call for everyone to come and replace their card has been there. And we have been using the same retailers. That's why now we're expanding in the communication as we learn and we do better as we get the feedback. Yes, the deadline is the 28th of Feb. On the 20th of Feb is the deadline that the yellow card will be working, and therefore everyone has to have the new black card in order for them to still access their grants using a card.
So Nikki, why the change? We'll come back to a couple of the points that you mentioned, but why the shift over from the existing gold card or the yellow card as people have known it to the black card? What are the differences and why are we moving at this point?
I think it's mainly three things. Firstly, it's a normal process that you and I go through with our own cards. In the past, whoever you bank with, you will see that you have an expiry date on your card. So that's the first and foremost thing. The expiry date on the cards was almost 2 years back. But of course, we've got a waiver from Visa because we had to sort out some things in the background in terms of our systems in order for us to be ready to issue the new card, because you can't just issue a new card if there's some compliance milestones that you have to adhere to. So that's the work we've been doing in the background. Of course, some cards will expire within 5 years, 8 years, some even go up to 10 years, depends in terms of the risk that the bank wants to take around that. So the improvement of the card, of course, the reason every card will have an expiry date is that the chip within the card needs to be upgraded. It's like a software upgrade, like you would do with your phone. So you upgrade it so that it's much more compatible, firstly, if there's an update on every ATM software, or if there's an update with some POS machines software. But also, I think mainly it's around compliance, it's around managing and ensuring that you have the latest software within your card to ensure that there's prevention, better prevention of fraud, better prevention of any sort of risk that might have been discovered as people were using the previous chip that was in circulation before. So that's really what it is. And I think the third part was that we've always been under the variation notice from the SARB in terms of just making sure that we do comply with some issues, as we had about 11 conditions to fulfill. So this, the issuing of card was the 11th condition that we needed to fulfill. And therefore, we this is also our part of getting out of that, out of the variation notice. Hence the work that we've done so far. And hence the deadline is that it can go past us, because we also have to ensure that we take out the risk out of the payment system as well.
Nikki, you mentioned something around expiry dates, and I want to get a sense of what happens come the 28th. Obviously, as you said, payments will no longer be processed into the gold cards. What if my gold card as of the 28th would not have expired? Does that also mean that I'm now not going to receive my social grant? Because I think a lot of the confusion and the stress here comes from the fact that people want to know when certain things take place, but also how can I get the new card?
Absolutely. So maybe clarity, the card will stop working, like whether you have it or not, it will stop working because it's a back office system enablement of the card. It cannot go beyond that. So we have to do that. So even if you have it, either it will be swallowed by the ATM because the ATM will identify it as no longer a valid card. If you go to a retailer to use it, it won't swipe. You'll get an error message. So that's what you'll get. So it means that you cannot then use that card to access your account. Of course, if by any reason, for any reason, someone at that point has not had the opportunity to get their card, we will make provisions for people to access their grant. But I think everyone wants to access their grant in the most easiest way, and it's through the card because it means you can swipe, you can go to your retailer, you can withdraw your grant, or you can just buy with it. And it's actually easy because we've made provision. We've opened over 200 sites nationally where one can go to, and we've partnered with the likes of Checkers, ShopRite, Pick and Pay, Boxer, USave. So any one of those whom is partnering with us, you can find Postbank tellers there that will be able to help you. And you only need to bring your ID document, and that's it. Mm. And within 10 minutes, you'll have your new card. Yeah. Mm.
That was going to be the next question I was going to ask is it still going to be easy to access the funds? But you've clarified that to say that it actually would probably enhance it. And I can imagine it makes sense given the Postbank is a larger resource. Looking at the Postbank, I mean, a lot of people might have some speculation around whether or not the Postbank is capable of dealing with all of the grants and all the payments on a continuous basis, especially at this time, knowing that the likes of the post office are filing for or need a 3.8 billion rand bailout from the government. Can we just clarify the separation from the post office? I mean, there was conversations that it was happening at some point. Has the post office or has Postbank officially unbundled from the post office, and do you now stand alone as a bank with your own balance sheet and you're not subject to what's happening with the post office?
So absolutely standalone, have our own board, separate entities completely, registered as complete entities. We still, of course, all report to the same department, and maybe that's where perhaps some of the confusion. So we still all belong to the same department, but different entities, different CEOs, different boards. Like I said, this was about a year ago where the president signed the amendment bill, and therefore it is official that we're separate entities and audited separately. The post office is really was and is a channel to us to an extent. So we've cut that service level agreement in terms of how we work, as we would have with the Checkers or ShopRite. So to an extent, we do use them for some services, but we definitely have de-risked from them. I think since March last year, we stopped paying grants at the post office because we did foresee what was happening in terms of the reduction of the branches. But I think in terms of customer experience as well, we were not happy. We could see the old people queuing outside the post office, the robberies putting the customers at risk. So it was a strategic decision as well for us to move away from that type of channel, and not necessarily the post office. I think for us, it was a channel strategy more than anything. We felt that strategy, that channel is not into our future plans. Mm. So yes.
Speaking of safety, Nikki, I want to look at the obvious concerns that those that depend on these grants have had in the past. A concern that you've rightly mentioned is the safety and security of those funds. People that now have the new Postbank card, does that mean that they effectively are banking clients of Postbank, or is it the same way it always has been with the SASSA setup where you're just administering the payments and they don't actually have a bank account with the Postbank? How will that new setup work come the 1st of March?
So people who have a Postbank card are a Postbank customer. There is some technicalities because we are a service provider to SASSA in the sense that we disperse funds on their behalf, but it is a normal banking account. It has limitations as we work with SASSA to work through those. For instance, which is something that strategically we believe that we should be working on, because the limitations on the account is that it can't take any other funds into it, it can't take any other transaction, it can't do anything else except take a SASSA grant, which we believe it goes against financial inclusion, because financial inclusion is about giving you more access to banking activity. That's a conversation we're having with SASSA, but it is a normal banking account by all means in that sense.
So the funds would be safe to be kept there because Postbank is effectively going to be pursuing a banking setup beyond what they currently have. I think we've run out of time on this conversation, but before we end the conversation, I just want to put it out there, folks, that the USSD that the Postbank has been using has been updated. *120, *218, *3#. You can find a list of the nearest Pick and Pay and ShopRite closest to you. I see that list has expanded quite a lot from when I last looked at this about this time last year. So there are a lot more places where you can get your new Postbank card sorted out. Get it sorted before the 28th. As you've heard, by the 28th, if you're not sorted, it might be impossible for you to access your grant or prove to be exceptionally difficult for you to get your grant. We'll leave the conversation there. Nikki, thanks so much for the time and for the insights that was the Postbank CEO Nikki Mbengashe joining me to take a look at the developments around the SASSA cards and where we move to from here.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.